From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, a very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Geez, it's, if you're looking for confidence, we're having a bit of trouble finding it these days, aren't we?
You have to look long and hard to find it. So yesterday, Mike, we had the release of ANZ, the ANZ Roy Morgan Business Outlook. So that complements the consumer confidence survey that was released last week. Now, numbers at the headline business confidence and firms' views of their own activity, they both continue to fall. But they didn't just fall, Mike. I mean, these two indicators, you said it, they're now at their lowest levels since May 2008 and May 2009. That is quite remarkable. Headline business confidence, a net 45% of respondents. Can I call that almost half? Can I say almost half?
Yep.
Reports that they expect general business conditions to deteriorate. That's down 4-5 points. I know there's been a lot of talk about these surveys, Mike, and I know that survey respondents quite possibly are just flexing their political bias and leanings when they tick that box. But when they talk about their own businesses, they tend to be more, I suppose, more objective. Now, so that's probably a better gauge of economic outcomes. That also dipped 5 points to a net 4% expecting an improvement. So I think we can say that's almost zero as well. Now, the thing is, the long-term average there is plus 27. It came in at plus 4. So you normally had about a quarter of people think that their own businesses are going to do okay, and we're barely over zero at the moment. There's just not a lot of positives in this report, Mike. So the real question, though, Mike, the real question is, what does it mean? You know, what does it lead to? What outcomes are likely? And I think there's two aspects here. There's two things we need to look at. The first is the self-fulfilling aspect of the state of mind, and then there's the predictive nature of the composite index in relation to growth. So let's look at the self-fulfilling aspect. The issue here is whether or not that negative frame of mind actually leads to reduced investment or reduced employment in their own business. So we're seeing negative numbers in construction and in retail. So do they not buy a new piece of machinery? Do they not hire another staff member? And I think there's a real danger of that self-fulfilling philosophy now actually coming to fruition. The second issue is on the composite indicator. This is when they put the two indicators together. That's pointing at growth around 2%. Look, it's still growth, Mike, but it is very tepid. Yeah. And it's really only holding up because of the consumer confidence. Look, I think, Mike, we have to acknowledge these numbers. You can't keep passing it off as simply a sort of hazy reflection of inbuilt political bias. There's something going on here. These are real numbers.
Government's got to own it. That's what governments are supposed to be doing. Now, the dwelling consents, talk to me about that. So we're down. Were we expecting this, or are we expecting more houses because we've got the housing problem?
No, we were expecting it down. These are real numbers as well. So dwelling consents, you know, we want more houses. We know there's an issue with affordable housing. We know migration's continue to run at reasonably high levels historically. So more people come here and they call Aotearoa their home. So we need to build consent more houses. At the headline level, the seasonally adjusted number of new houses consented fell almost 8% in June 2008. You think, well, that's not very good. But actually, it's not that bad. We had a very big rise in May, almost a 7% rise in May. And I actually think, yeah, people might have been expecting a slightly larger fall. If you look at the long-term trend, Mike, it still looks pretty good. We still are increasing. The actual number of homes consented in Auckland, 1,001, nationally 2,792. They're both higher than we were in June 2007. So almost plus 8%. And home building does look strong in Auckland. But if you just take a quick wee step back from these numbers, Mike, the interesting observation is what they tell you about the changing nature of life in New Zealand. It's all now about multi-unit and apartment dwellings. That makes the numbers lumpy. But I think we might talk about this later in the week, actually, about affordable homes and dwelling consents.
Look forward to it. Righto, what are the numbers for this Wednesday morning?
Oh, we're on fire. Dow Jones up 150 points, 25,456. Got to love that, 0.6%. S&P 500 is also up 0.6%, 2819. They're up 16 points. Bit of a bounce back in tech sector, 7680 on the NASDAQ, up 50 points. FTSE 100, they were up 48, 7748. The Nikkei, small change, 22553. Shanghai Composite, also a small change, 2876. And the ASX 200, the NZX 50, barely raised a flutter yesterday. The ASX 200 up 2 points, 6280. The NZX 50 virtually unchanged, 8922. On the whole, currency markets, wholesale, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6817 US, 0.9167 Aussie, 0.5827 euro, 0.5193 pounds, 76.27 yen. Gold, $1,224, and oil, $74.30.
Have a great day, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. He and all of that expertise is available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.